is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Wednesday brings us another opportunity to check in with the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, WagerWise, with you for the next 10 minutes. EliteSportsbook.com, where you can place your sports wagers here in Eastern Iowa. Just become a Resort Club member at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, and then you can go set up your online account. And as long as you're within the borders of the state of Iowa, you can begin wagering. It is still NFL, prime NFL wagering season. We've got college bowls to look forward to beginning this weekend. Friday at 2 o'clock, I think, is the Bahamas Bowl. We'll get to some of the early bowl lines in just a little bit. And there are a lot of things going on at the Elite Sportsbook and the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, according to our friend Jake Reed.
There are. Jake mentions the fact that on January 18th, Conor McGregor is fighting Donald Cowboy Cerrone, and they're going to have a fantastic viewing party at Draft Day Lounge in the Elite Sportsbook. And then, of course, they're going to put on a huge Super Bowl production. And for those college basketball fans who are looking at March Madness and possibly taking some time off on a Thursday and Friday, the Elite Sportsbook has this thing set up called Riverside Ruckus, and it's free to the public for those to get in and enjoy some of the great things going on, the full stock bar, live watching, free throw competitions, Papa Shot. That's for free if you want to get in, but you can upgrade to the VIP experience individually for $64, 21 and older. But Riverside Ruckus during March Madness is something for all college basketball fans to look ahead to.
As we mentioned, a big week in the NFL. There are three games on Saturday. The Texans will be in Tampa taking on the Buccaneers. The Texans, a three-point favorite, paying $1.60 favorite on the money line. The total in that game is set at 50. The game of the day on Saturday, though, looks to be the New England Patriots hosting the Buffalo Bills. New England, a 6.5-point favorite at home. I have to imagine there's some interest in the Bills there. If you can get 6.5 points and Buffalo, the Bills have been playing very good football this season. Very low total in that game at Gillette Stadium. Only 38 points. Probably has a little bit to do with Tom Brady's recent struggles.
Oh, the New England offense has struggled. Isn't it unbelievable to think that if the Bills win this game, we're going to see a tie for first place in the AFC East? It is incredible to think that way. And the 6.5-point spread is only because New England is at home and they have been dominant at home. But the Bills, you have to give them a lot of credit. This is their chance to prove that they're right there in the AFC East with this New England Patriots team in 2019-2020. And 6.5 points in an NFL game between two teams that are battling for first place seems like a lot.
6.5, also the spread in the nightcap on Saturday. George Kittle and the 49ers just under a touchdown favorite at home against the Rams. The total in that game, 45.5. The Rams paying back 240 as the underdog on the money line. Again, these lines available at EliteSportsbook.com. Full day of action on Sunday in the NFL. Couple early games, the noon games. Jacksonville is at Atlanta. The Falcons, a 7-point favorite at home. Total in that one, 46.5 points. Pretty interesting one here. The Tennessee Titans, Alex, have had a very good season. They're catching 3 points at home against the record-setting Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans Saints had a huge bounce-back game, but Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans have been sort of the team that people are looking at and wondering whether or not they can make a run, get in the postseason, and win in the postseason. Now, they're a game behind the Houston Texans in the AFC South, so plenty to play for both teams. But, wow, if the Saints play like they did on Monday night, it's going to be very difficult for anybody in the NFL to beat them.
And you can actually get even money at -3 right now on the Saints at the Elite Sportsbook. The Giants and the Redskins playing a noon contest as well. Washington at home at FedEx Field, a 2.5-point favorite. The total in that game, 41. Pittsburgh is a 3-point road favorite over the Jets. The total in that game set at 38 points. And the Bengals, a 1-point underdog on the road against the Miami Dolphins. The total in that contest set at 47. Anything else you see here on the early slated? Couple other noon games on Sunday.
The noon slate is on Sunday is interesting, but later on in the day, that default NFC East matchup between a team that has to win that division, the Cowboys and the Eagles. 2.5 points. The Eagles are underdogs in that contest, and I'm trying to look at this game and figure it out. And quite honestly, it sort of looks like one of those games you just want to stay away from, because the Eagles right now, Carson Wentz is down to a former college quarterback, Greg Ward Jr., as his leading receiver. And the Cowboys, we know their track record on this type of stage. It's not good. So a very, very interesting one that's going to probably decide the NFC East.
The Seahawks, a 9.5-point favorite at home over the Cardinals. The total in that game, 50.5. And a game that's going to have a lot of interest here in Eastern Iowa, the Sunday night game, the Kansas City Chiefs, a 6-point favorite at Soldier Field against Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears, 45 the total in that one, and the Bears, a heavy underdog, paying back $2.10 on the money line.
Do the Bears pack it in for the season now that their season is over?
It's always a great question, because they are officially eliminated from the wild card contention. They were last week with their loss to the Packers. We'll see whether or not they play for pride and try to knock off Kansas City at home. And then, speaking of games of significant interest in Eastern Iowa, I can't wait until Monday night. The Green Bay Packers travel to U.S. Bank Stadium in the Twin Cities to take on the Minnesota Vikings. The Packers, a 4.5-point underdog on the road against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, paying back an even $2 on the money line. Total in that contest, 45.5 points.
Did you just say the Packers are underdogs to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings on Monday night?
Yes.
You know Kirk Cousins' record on Monday night, don't you?
I'm aware.
I'm not sure something, of the exact amount of losses, but I know the amount of wins. Zero.
Something is a little bit fishy there. We mentioned that the bowl season kicks off this week as well. There are a number of games on Friday and Saturday, and we'll get you some of those lines. The first bowl game out of the chute is the Makers Wanted Bowl in the Bahamas.
The Bahamas Bowl.
Buffalo and Charlotte. Charlotte is getting 6.5 in that contest, the total set at 52. Kent State and Utah State also playing on Friday. Utah State, the Aggies, a 6-point favorite, the very high total in that contest, 67 points.
That next day, things get a little bit interesting, because there are a couple of matchups where people are looking and saying these could be entertaining, and it starts with the Boca Raton Bowl between SMU, who had a fantastic season under Sonny Dykes. They are a 3-point favorite against Florida Atlantic, who is going to be playing the bowl game on their home field, but without their head coach, who is Lane Kiffin, who has gone to Ole Miss. So what gives there? SMU on the road, they're getting 3 points. Florida Atlantic playing at home, but without their head coach. I think that those 3 points for SMU are too few. I like SMU to roll in that one.
Boise State and Washington looks to be a fairly entertaining game as well. Boise State getting 3.5 points in what I believe is the Las Vegas Bowl.
The Las Vegas Bowl, and the interesting thing about this game is Chris Peterson's final game as head coach against the team that he used to coach for, Boise State.
We will bring you WagerWise once again next week, brought to you by the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and the Elite Sportsbook.